Massachusetts residents struggling to pay high food prices are acquiring a growing amount of debt to pay their bills, according to a new report. The Urban Institute finds 60% of adults report using credit cards to buy groceries, but only 20% manage to pay the minimum monthly payment. Research associate Cassandra Martinchek says nearly 25% of families have dipped into savings to keep everyone fed.
Some families are really struggling to even meet their basic needs and are taking riskier financial strategies that could leave them less capable to cope with like a future financial shock. So something like losing their job.
While U.S. inflation slowed last year, the average Massachusetts household continued to spend more than $270 a week on groceries, with Boston ranking in the top 20 cities with the highest grocery prices. The report finds that adults with very low food security were also more likely to experience challenges in repaying their debt compared with those with less severe food hardship. For families taking advantage of buy now, pay later options, 37% report missing payments on their loans. Martinchek says these missed debt payments during a time of price hikes could have long-lasting effects.
They could have constrained access to affordable credit options and struggle to take advantage of different wealth-building opportunities.
Martinchek says that's especially the case for historically disadvantaged households. The report suggests that policymakers strengthen social security nets to help families as pandemic aid expires and to bolster credit counseling and debt management services. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.